Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
John, I thought of you on Saturday night.
That's sweet.
Yeah, of course.
What were you thinking of?
Pistons. This is your game.
I know. They played well. Just not well enough. They were feisty.
It was competitive early. And, well, wasn't officiated properly. And J.B. Bickerstaff let people know about it after the game. Cade Cunningham didn't finish the game because he was teed up and tossed at the end of the third quarter. Before we play J.B. Bickerstaff, and I think this is great audio. I'm happy he said what he had to say. He was passionate. Did you think the game was officiated properly?
I didn't think so. But I don't think that the Pistons have been getting, especially Cade Cunningham, they haven't been getting the calls all year. And I mean, maybe one or two games if they're playing against lesser opponents, like the first game against the Wizards. Okay, they get a couple of calls. They have not been getting calls all season long. I don't know how long they have to be winners to earn some calls. I'm not a huge fan of that. And I know when you go look at the final, right, it was 20 personal fouls against OKC, and it was 21 against Detroit. So it seemed like it all evened out, but it didn't feel like it. In terms of just how Cade Cunningham specifically was being treated.
So the end of the third quarter is the sequence that everybody has fixated on. And the crowd's chanting, ref, you suck. They're unhappy. Cade gets tossed, gets teed up twice in a matter of seconds. It all starts with Lou Dort stepping on his teammate, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's foot, and slipping and falling. They reviewed that for a hostile act on Isaiah Stewart because, I don't know, the ref's eyes weren't where they needed to be. So fine, you want to use the replay, they end up just ruling a foul on Isaiah Stewart, battling for the rebound. But then they weren't going to let the Pistons line up at the free throw line like is typical. Right. So Cade raises the question. Also, they're not even in the bonus. So Cade's got issues. And the officials clearly didn't know what they were doing. And I felt like they were insecure because someone called them out on it. And they ended up lashing out and ejecting a star player. We do not go to these games to watch officials. You do not have to eject Cade Cunningham because you had a potty mouth. You guys were screwing it up. And you didn't like that someone called you out on it. And I'm happy J.B. Bickerstaff had his guys back after the game. Here's the audio. Then he gets up and leaves.
That was awesome.
Awesome.
Knowing that he'll hear from the front office, not the Pistons front
office,
the league office. And there hasn't been an official fine yet, has there?
Only a matter of time.
Yeah. And so it's going to happen. But I love the fact that whether you agree with him or not, and I think most of us agree with him, because if you're not going to review an elbow to the head and neck area, to the throat, but you're going to review something that was clearly a foul, but not a, you know, nothing nefarious involved.
Dort slipped on a teammate, but they right. reviewed it.
And so it just, that's where you're like, okay, at some point, the Pistons got to gain some respect. And I was watching the highlights again Sunday morning, and I was disgusted by a couple of anchors that they were laughing at JB for. Well, and they were saying, well, if you slam your hand on the desk, then it just means more. Like, the amount of disrespect the Pistons are getting from not just one news outlet, but many news outlets, because they just don't want, they look, and they actually said this.
So they were dogging him.
They were dogging him. And they were laughing at him. And they said, you know, this is a team that this time last year had 12 wins. And basically their point was, well, just keep winning and maybe things will, you know, you'll gain a little respect.
No, but JB's point is we're not.
This is a 37-31 team. This is not last year's team. This team does deserve respect, and they're not getting it.
Well, I think that's JB's point, is winning should lead to respect.
Yep.
And I loved one of the things he said in there. We deserve a level of respect because we're competing our tails off and bringing something positive to this league. The Pistons are the rare exception. They defend, they run, they throw oops. They're not running like a math equation to get a three every possession down the floor. They're refreshing. They should be treated not better than anybody else, the same as everybody else. And I love that JB did this. You know who else would do stuff like this? Phil Jackson, other great coaches. If you're going to lose this game, fine. It's one of 182. Lose the battle, but don't lose the war. This is a big spotlight game with OKC in town. Your star gets tossed in the end of the third quarter because he's mouthing off to the officials. Well, why is he doing it? Because the officials have their head up their rear. So you can say something about it after the game and say, fine, we lost today, but the league better respect what we're doing here. We aren't some 14-win team from a year ago. It's not enough, apparently, for us to be winning. We still don't get respect. Good for him for saying something.
Well, it's obvious. I mean, the NBA has so many issues. And when people tune in to see the Pistons, they see a different brand of basketball. They see one that is, it's just high energy. And you talk about defense. You can talk about all the different things, the young players and the excitement. They're just playing a different brand of basketball, and it feels like it doesn't fit the NBA mold. So since it doesn't fit the NBA mold, officials don't know how to officiate it. They don't know how to react to it. Then nobody knows how to handle what the Pistons are doing. And while everything's going to go against them. We don't like it. You're not following the mold. You're not following the script. So if you're going to do something different, then we'll officiate it different.
Some of the early ticket techs. We got open lines. JB Bickerstaff sounds off on officials after the game. Have the Pistons done enough to deserve more respect? Texter says, I didn't realize you could push off so hard without it being an offensive foul. SGA got away with it all night.
He did. The ability for him to manufacture fouls. Now, he's a great player.
But that's what makes it more frustrating. It's the James Harden thing. Remember when he was at his peak and he didn't need to bait for fouls, but he did.
He was a master at it.
And it takes a... see what you did there. It takes a guy who can score 30, and all of a sudden he's flirting with 50, right?
Yeah.
Because you can get wherever you want on the floor and get to all your spots because teams aren't allowed to contact you.
Right.
Texter says, what does respect have to do with the rules? Shouldn't the rules be applied to everyone the exact same? Oh, you're so naive. If only it were that simple.
Right. I know.
That's, if only.
I know. I keep thinking to myself, too. I'm like, it should be... There shouldn't be many shades of gray. It should all be black and white. Foul's a foul.
Should be. Texter says, tired of grown men complaining. Says, I watch the WNBA. They don't complain the way that the NBA players do.
I don't want to go down that road right now.
You got to stick up for your team. That's what JB Bickerstaff did. We just played the JB Bickerstaff audio. And Greg, can we play just a shortened version of that for people who are just getting up? Bickerstaff pounding the podium on Saturday night.
I agree. And whatever penalty for JB is levied, I mean, he obviously did that one for his team, to try and generate some respect. I don't know what they have to do to get that respect, because if you just look at the game itself, up until halftime, down by one.
I say 1-point game, yeah.
I mean, they were playing really good basketball against one of the top, let's just call it top three teams in the NBA.
And I know OKC's missing some of their top scorers. They're missing Chet Holmgren right there, missing Williams.
They have the favorite to win the MVP.
And he's suited up and he's playing and you're staying with him and you're fighting with him and you're on your home floor. And it's one thing to have to compete against the Thunder. You don't want to feel like you're also competing against the Zebras too. And Bickerstaff got to a point and the crowd got to a point too where it was a bit ridiculous. What do they have to do? John, I don't know. Because you'd think, well, you got to have a star. Well, Cade's an all-star. Well, you got to start winning games. You lowly Pistons are a sad sack losing franchise. Well, first of all, the franchise has three world championships, which puts them in the upper half of the league historically. And they're not a bunch of losers right now. They're fighting for home court in the NBA playoffs. They're a playoff team pretty definitively right now. What do they? John, what do they have to do? I don't know. Move the team to a coastal city? I'm not sure.
Well, there are certain cities, and we all know what they are,
yeah.
that no matter if they're good, bad, indifferent, they're going to get respect. L.A., Boston, New York most sure. of the time. And if you have a player like, you know, Shane Gilgeous-Alexander, you're going to get respect. Denver right now, because of Jokic, is going to get respect. Other than that, it's kind of a coin flip as to who they really – it feels like the NBA is just one of those entities that we're going to make sure that we pick who we want to be the special teams.
And the Pistons have never been that team, by the way.
No, they haven't. And every once in a while, they'll invite a newcomer to the party, but you kind of feel like they're only there like as a visitor.
Well, even when the Pistons first won, the Bad Boy Pistons, they were disrupting the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And they were delaying the ascension and arrival of Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. These brutes, these Pistons are everything wrong with basketball. They're in the way. Then only years later do you make a 30 for 30 and celebrate the way they played. The 04 Pistons, boring,
yeah.
Low scoring. They're in the way. Move over. It's Shaq and Kobe. Move over. The Pistons have never been celebrated by the league. They're always in the way. And I don't think they're ever going to get their proper due. I mean, you could argue if the Pistons get in the playoffs, win a playoff series, they'll be taken more seriously. But I feel like we have history to suggest that they'll never truly get the credit they deserve.
No. And now it's because they've always done it a different way. They've always bucked the trend. And going to work Pistons, this is a team that is very similar to that. Now, they're not playing defense like that. And I'm not going to say that they're going to end up winning a championship because they're doing it that way. But they are playing defense. They are playing with energy. And they're playing an entire game with energy. They're also not, and they don't have, other than Cade, the quote-unquote superstar who is going to load manage. Like, they're not
right.
doing things that the other teams in the NBA are doing, and it feels like they're just simply looked down upon because they're different.
But that should be, to your point, that
should be celebrated.
That's a great point. We got a team that's not going to load manage. I mean,
yeah.
Prop them up,
you buy
put
a
them
ticket.
Up on a pedestal.
Yeah, you buy a ticket, and you're going to actually see the stars play.
So I think one of the things in play here, we don't know the answer to this right now. You guys can guess the answer if you want, but is this just the refs in some ways needing to adjust to the Pistons?
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, they're used to reffing games that are very passive and not a lot of contact, not a lot of energy.
So if we get there, this is kind of part of the process. It's not in making an excuse, but it's kind of human nature almost, you know. If this is actually coming from the top, meaning we're stopping this right now, then that's the more troubling thing.
Right.
If the NBA doesn't want to see this, then that's then the Pistons are going to have a huge problem.
But that's a huge whiff by the league, right?
Right.
Because when we talk to fans who are disillusioned with the product, they point to the stars don't play every night, load management's a scourge, you know, a problem for the league, and no one plays defense anymore. You can't say that about the Pistons. And you can't do what we used to do where they don't have a star. Cade Cunningham was in the All-Star game and is, I don't know, one of the 10 to 12 best players in the game today.
The NBA loves to brand a storyline.
Yeah.
They do. Are they setting something up for the playoffs here? See what I'm saying? Imagine you have a controversial call in a Knicks series in a Game 5 in Madison Square Garden. See, that's what I'm suspicious of here is that they're... Look, they want the Pistons. They're going to be one of the stories as these playoffs begin. The bottom of the East is horrendous. So they kind of need them, and they need to kind of create a little. So if this is the beginning of,
well, then all the more reason for JB to have did what he did.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because they can go back when something happens down the road in the playoffs, they can go back to this and play the audio again
when they're reviewing a hostile act that our player wasn't even involved in?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're mad at Cade Cunningham for pointing out, hey, we're allowed to line up at the free throw line, right?
Or JB's reaction got him a call later.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of this. Coach is going nuts.
No question.
If you don't get the call in the moment, you get the call later.
And that's the thing. You're not worried about winning the battle. You want to win the war. Phil Jackson, if they lost an early game, he'd go in on the officials, and then all of a sudden in Game 5 or Game 6, it seemed to level out when you needed it most.
And where I would point to is if this ends up being a matchup between the Indiana Pacers and the Pistons, it's going to get physical.
Oh, yeah, with Isaiah Stewart, something's going to happen in a seven-game series.
100%, and that's where it would pay off.
And then you also had Halliburton last week say they're not a rival yet. So you can see their seeding, planting the seeds for the Pistons to become something, and they're getting painted in a certain way.
So let me ask you guys this, and I'll ask our listeners this as well. I'm going to go off topic here just a little bit.
Okay.
Watching what the Pistons did, especially in the first down, the third quarter, things went awry. But for the first half of that game, and even the fourth quarter, after Cade was out, watching what they did against Boston, and how they've been able to play in a large part. Now, I know everybody's going to say, they lost to the Wizards in the second game. Do you believe more now that they can win a postseason series than before? And it doesn't just have to be against the Knicks, because they are playing good physical basketball. They're playing the entire game. They're playing a brand of basketball that no one else in the – who else in the NBA plays with that much intensity for the entire game?
It's a short list. Look, I still think I'd take Milwaukee in a 7-game series.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, sure.
But confidence level in them going into and bullying the Knicks. Yeah, yeah, bring it on. The Pacers. I know the record. They're only 1-3 against Indy this year.
Those were all earlier.
Hey, let's put on the brass knuckles and let's you know street fight them, because I think that's what it would turn into.
I just feel like they're playing so much better now. I think it's obvious, but are they playing good enough for you to go into a 7-game series against Indiana, the Knicks, or Milwaukee and say, yeah, we could at least take it to 7 games,
yeah,
or 6 games, and we could we might actually have a chance to win a postseason series?
Yeah, but I guess that's kind of how I felt before Saturday night.
I don't know. It's one of those games where I felt more confirmation.
Okay.
Because they're competing against. Yeah. Do I think if they go up against Cleveland in a 7-game series, do they win the series?
No.
Against OKC in 7 games, do they win the series? No. But if they're playing against the best teams in the NBA and they're playing the way that they did, they beat Boston. They were in it with OKC. I still think, to me, it was more of a confirmation that they can hang with all those other teams.
Bob and Troy, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning. I don't think it's a respect thing against Detroit. Last year, I was going to go to the Pistons game against Denver, and I was watching. I'm glad my son and I didn't go, because they kicked Jokic out in the first half for swearing at the referee. I think it was a few games before that, I was watching it at Chicago. It was Serbian night. They kick him out in the first half for swearing at the referee. You don't go to games to get that guy kicked out for saying the F word to a referee. It's a referee problem, not a respect problem. I think these referees are a joke. They want to be in the spotlight.
That ref is insecure because he screwed up. And someone called him out on it, and they used a bad word, so he could he could justify sticking it to Cade Cunningham. But he needs to needs to check his ego at the door. He needs to understand that, hey, he's a human. He screwed up the call. Let the player vent a little bit, and then move on. Play on.
Yeah, but you can't be throwing. And
exactly.
You know what? I feel bad for the medium players. You know, the mediocre player, the mid players. You know, nobody says anything about them until it's Jokic and Cade. But
yeah.
The referees just, it's like watching a football game. I mean, watching a Michigan game yesterday, what did they do in the last minute? They had, four? They had to go to the review four times in, 40 seconds?
It was painful.
I was dying. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Get it together. It went off the guy's foot. It was right there. And you got to wait another minute
and
a half.
It's like four straight replays.
Every time they went out of bounds. Yeah, let's review it.
It was within the last minute.
Yep.
In essence, they gave every team another 3 timeouts.
Nobody's tuning in for that.
And watching the Cade thing, I said, this is crap. You got to get these guys in a huddle, in a room, and say, don't do this anymore. Swallow your whistle when they tell you to F off. And that's it. And have a good day. Get your paycheck.
Bob, appreciate the phone call.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy,
let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.